Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. We got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and 10,000 plus recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Teicher deep in the crates. The dust is flying, and we're going to have fun here for the next 3 hours. So keep it rocked. Keep it locked, I should say, right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great, brother. I am great. How was your day?
Not bad. Just some errands, stuff like that. Getting ready for my comedy show tomorrow if you're in Santa Monica.
Oh.
Stop on by at the Crow
Club.
You
got to give us a little taste, man. Something quick.
I don't know.
Can't do it.
Wait a minute.
Is it all new material?
For the most part. Not all new, but a lot of new stuff. So there was a buddy of mine, you know, let me tell you, he thought that he actually had one of his, he had his foot cut off on the left foot. The left foot, half of the foot was cut off, Chris. It was, he was involved in an accident and he had to get the foot cut off, which obviously was a bad break, you know, for buying shoes. But the guy's dating life improved big time. Did you know that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
You wow. Easy, because the women all heard that he had a foot and a half, and all of a sudden,
Why do I feel like I've heard that? Did you make that up? I probably heard it from you, but I've heard it before. But
no, not bad, right?
Come on. I see, though, you getting a little more risque.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's only your second one.
Wow.
You getting risque already.
I'm not doing it like anything like that, like too crazy. But most of the jokes, I'm going to admit, are going to be, which I didn't do last time, which was I made jokes about you guys. So I think I'm going to start there. Go to Dating Old Women and the Golden Girls cruise, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, the good thing about going to dinner with older women, too, is, you know, sometimes they fall asleep during the meal. You know what I mean? Like, they just, the early bird special, they go to bed early and they fall asleep. And the good part is, you know, you wind up taking home extra leftovers. You know what I'm saying? Because they... Don't even finish their
meal. All right. Well, look, here's the rule, because I see where you're going. No camera phones.
Yeah, I know. God
knows.
We
do not want the odd couple being cut in half.
No. We're not doing it. It ain't going to be that risque. I didn't come this far.
Today's environment is different, man, you know?
Dude, you're right. But trust me. I'm not going that crazy. I did have one little like joke that was borderline. I've already eliminated from my repertoire. So I'll be good.
All right. Well, we are looking forward to that. I wish I was out there to check you out, but I'm sure it will go well. You can give us the update on Monday. We got VJ Husky. You guys know him, the big vanilla.
Wow.
Funny. The big vanilla funny. Yeah, he fills in for Rob periodically. But he is joining Martin Weiss, who fills in for me periodically and obviously does Trolling and Rolling. They're starting their own show, Rob, tomorrow night. You know this. Same time, 7 to 10 Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific.
It's an extension.
It'll be on every Saturday. Absolutely. Extension of the Odd Couple. So we're going to bring VJ on to talk about the show and what you can expect at the bottom of the hour. Of course, we got super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates, our man, Steve DeSager.
Hey, Steve.
All right, let's get to it, Rob. The big story... last night's game, and it happened while we were doing our show. Tua Tagovailoa gets hurt, gets sacked, and suffers a back and head injury, is what they're saying now. Hasn't been called a concussion, although Mike McDaniel, the head coach, called it a concussion, but doctors have not. They've just said head and neck injuries. And he seized up, Rob. He, you know, like you see somebody get knocked out, sometimes a boxer, but just you've seen very times people get knocked out from a punch and their body just seizes up, like their hand, you know, is just like it was when they got hit, right? You know, it doesn't go limp or anything. And that is what happened to Tua. So I am obviously not a doctor. When I saw it and I saw him kind of freeze up like that, my first thought was not paralysis, and thank God that he has not suffered that, but it was, okay, he got knocked out, and he'll be okay, you know, whatever. There might be some minor injuries, but he should be okay, because I've seen people get knocked out like that, and it seems like that kind of is what it was, but like I said, head and neck injury. But the big story today, Rob, is everybody saying, should he have even been out there? Because Sunday he suffered, you know, he got sacked, clearly hit his head on the ground, and got up wobbly. Went to the locker room. The Dolphins initially, Rob, did say it was a head injury. And then after the doctors checked him out, they said, no, it's a back injury. He, according to the reports and the doctors, he cleared the protocol from the Dolphins doctor, Rob, and also from an independent neurologist who was appointed by the league and the Players Association. He cleared all that protocol, so they enabled him to go back out and play Sunday, finish the game. He played fine. And then he, you know, the questions about Thursday were all on the back, and he was able to play, and we saw what happened. So, where do you come down, Rob? And I will give you, I don't know if you changed your mind or anything, but I'll give you credit because you did. I don't remember necessarily that you said you didn't think he should be playing. yesterday, but you did say before the game you were surprised that he was playing. And to me, a lot of the people who are now killing the NFL and the Dolphins and he shouldn't have been playing, I didn't hear a lot of them saying stuff before he played.
Well, my
but
reaction.
You did come out and say, at least, you know.
I was stunned.
Yeah,
if we,
yeah.
If we had the tape, you got. I remember I said, what? He's playing? Because I was
Absolutely.
Stunned. I really didn't believe, only because of the short week. He didn't even have a week. That happened Sunday. I was surprised that they were getting him out there that quickly. I really was. And I'm not grandstanding because you know it. I said it last night.
I'm giving you credit because, like I said, a lot of people that are yelling and screaming today weren't saying anything.
No, I know. And that's the part that's crazy to me because I really didn't believe. I just thought, my God, like give the guy a little time. I don't know what it is, Chris. And you know what? The doctors, I'm watching. I'm not a doctor. I didn't examine him. But, boy, it just didn't look right to me. Or, like, he should have continued to play on Sunday, and he shouldn't have been on there on Thursday. So if he played Sunday and fine, and then I was like, okay. And the quick week, if it was the following Sunday, I don't think I would have been that shocked if he had some time. And I probably would have thought, okay, you know, he's had a week. If there's any other lingering issues, then we probably would know by now.
Right, right.
So that's why.
Do you blame the Dolphins or the league?
I don't think that they honestly had Tua's best interest at hand. And I know that they had doctors and all that. You know what? Kawhi Leonard didn't like the doctors that they had in San Antonio. And
right.
People could call him a kook or whatever it was, or he's a hypochondriac or whatever. But he didn't. And people had a problem with him. And another thing, all these NFL people who are now like, oh, the league, you know what? I remember when Jay Cutler was hurt during the game, Chris, in an NFC championship game, and people from their couches torched that dude. Do you remember that?
Yep.
They
yep.
killed him.
Yep.
Oh, you know, he don't have no heart. Get out there. How could you not play your teammates? It's the NFC championship game. Dude. You just don't know what people's threshold of pain is. I just think it's wrong.
With you because I hear a lot of ex-players, and they have the right to say what they want, but killing the league.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, like John Harbaugh, who I really like, and I've met him away from the game. I respect him. But he said he's never seen anything like what he saw last night in the last 40 years in the league. Now, maybe he meant, you know, to a season up like that, which I get. But, Rob, and I'm not – it wasn't right. But you know years ago what happened to Tua on Sunday, a guy being wobbly, that was – you got your bell rung. But, you know, you get a little break and then you're back in there. So, I mean, we've seen guys go out there.
Smelling sauce. You remember that?
Absolutely. Like, so here's my take, Rob. And I want to start with this. I'm not defending. I don't view the NFL or the Miami Dolphins as some great moral organizations. Okay? I'm not trying to say they've got, like you said, they didn't have Tua's best interest at heart. I'm not saying they are moral. The Dolphins, we know. I mean, their owner was just suspended for violating the league's tampering laws. And Brian Flores accused the Dolphins of racism.
Exactly.
It was proven
so
right some of the
there.
Things.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm not vouching for them. The league, we've said it time and time again, and we just said it last week or earlier this week, whenever it was. If they had the players' health and safety as their number one priority, they wouldn't have fought for 18 games and taken 17 because you just increased the – risk of injury for what? For money.
For money.
Not
that's for all it is.
Competitive. Yeah, that's all it
because
was.
Because they can't make the same money on the exhibition games yep. that are on local TV that don't rake in close to the money that they make in by
right.
having it a national, you know what I mean, a regular
yep.
season game. It's leaps and bounds.
It's clearly money. Absolutely. And we talked about it with the AstroTurf. You know, I mean, do you go to grass? Grass is more expensive. It's tough to upkeep. But if it's safer, you would do it. But so I'm not like believing, oh, the league wouldn't do some wrong. But Rob, we, like you said, we are not doctors. And when I, if it was just the Dolphins trainer who cleared Tua, I might be like, come on. But it was an independent neurologist who is who was not only from the league, but also the Players Association. And Tua passed a concussion. He went through a protocol every day of the week to make sure he was fine. Mike McDaniel, the head coach, put his integrity on the line, right? What he said last night after the game and what he said this morning or this afternoon, whenever it was, I mean, if it's found out that the Dolphins knew Tua was not right and they still send him out there, Mike McDaniel's reputation is shot because he was like, I would never put a player out there knowing he's hurt just to win a game. It will never happen under my – like all that.
Not right. Well, when you step out there and if there's some report – that the doctor had a concern or you know what I mean, or that there was a question or something and they overlooked it, he will be tarnished. He will be hurt.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So ultimately, Rob, what I'm saying is this. I don't blame the league or the Dolphins. We even said it with the vaccination. I don't know, but I'm going with the doctors. I'm going with what the doctor said. And for those that say, well, Tua was wobbly, obviously it was a concussion. You remember, Rob, 2 years ago in the playoffs between the Browns and the Chiefs when Mahomes got hurt and didn't even hit his head, but he got up wobbly, right? And they took him out of the game, and he passed all the concussion protocols, but they would not let him go back in just because he wobbled. And you could say that was good, but whatever the case, he passed the league's concussion protocols. My point is, maybe there's a problem with the protocols. I don't know.
But in that case, you know, I love what the Chiefs did was we're not taking a chance. Even though he was clear, you know what I mean? Like, like we're not going to take a chance with our quarterback.
I agree, and you can give him that credit. I agree. But I'm just saying I'm not going to, at least from what we know now from the reports and stuff and what I've seen, I don't blame the Dolphins or the league right now because of Mike McDaniel, the GM, Greer, like all they can do is go by what the doctors tell them. None of us are doctors. And so if the doctors, maybe they were wrong, then okay. Or maybe the protocol needs to get more, you know, intense or specific or whatever. Okay. But right now, I'm not going to jump on that bandwagon of just ripping because I just think it's a violent sport, unfortunately, and maybe that just happened from what we know now. But let's see what the listeners think. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Should Tua Tagovailoa have been playing last night? Do you blame the league and the Dolphins for even putting him on the field? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
All right, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing, folks. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-996-6369. Your thoughts on Tua. Should he have even been on the field last night? And do you blame anybody?
All right, let's kick it off with Robert in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Robert?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing good, buddy.
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. So I want to definitely say, I know you guys say that you guys aren't doctors. Well, I am a sports medicine orthopedic doctor, and I do work for a Division I college officer. I won't say which college it is. But it was negligence on that he had a concussion. It was negligence on the Miami Dolphins staff and also the independent neurologist, because the thing about concussion protocol is it's not an exact science. So it's not one plus one plus one. So when So when he failed, he did fail it. It's based on symptoms. So the first symptom was he stumbled, so he didn't have his balance. He grabbed his head. So anytime you hurt anything, the first thing you're going to do is grab whatever you hurt. And then he shook his head to shake off the cobwebs. Those are three symptoms in itself. And I don't know what the – I mean, you have a protocol test you do in the back. And even if you pass, let's say, your motor skills test, with those three symptoms, he was not supposed to – he's supposed to have been diagnosed with a concussion, and he was not supposed to be able to play Thursday.
Robert, thank you so much.
So just let me ask – so you saying even if – is he still there?
Did Robert, we lose him?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm still here.
If you took a player like they did, take him in the back, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, you test his motor skills, his balance seems good, all that, you still, just because he stumbled on the field, you got to say he had a concussion?
He said stumble, grabbed his head, and what was the third thing?
He grabbed his head first.
Right. And it is true. When you hurt something, you do grab that first.
Yeah.
That is true.
He grabbed it. He grabbed his head. He shook his head to shake. Like, when you – he shook his head to clear his eyes. So, basically, he, like, really couldn't – you know, you're trying to shake the cobwebs out of your head, and then he stumbled. So, as a protocol, everybody protocol as far as different places is going to have different but a concussion is supposed to be diagnosed with two or more symptoms. So if you have two symptoms or more, it automatically is supposed to be diagnosed as concussion.
Hey, Robert, thanks for your insight.
Good call.
For real.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. We appreciate you. Gary in Houston. Gary in Houston, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, hey, guys. Yeah, I wanted to say this kind of reminded me of the Kevin Durant situation. Remember, like, the Warriors doctors told Kevin Durant that, like they weren't worried about him getting hurt. And he had an independent doctor tell him the same thing, and look what happened.
Yeah, I remember that. Chris and I didn't think he should have played that. And
right.
Remember that?
Absolutely. That just robbed – I mean, obviously, all injuries are serious. But it – and I don't know if I sound like I'm contradicting myself. I don't feel like, Rob, you had to be a doc. Like, it was obvious.
We both thought it was crazy.
It seemed like that he shouldn't have been playing.
Right.
He couldn't even cut. All he could do was run straight.
We thought that was crazy. We squeeze one more in. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? How you doing this Friday?
Doing good.
Hey, Marty, we're good.
Well, guys, you guys speak a lot of the smoking gun, and I don't think that is present in this situation. I don't see a smoking gun coming out, but just my opinion, I believe that this was a culmination of desperation. Miami has not had any success since Ross has been the owner, been in charge. They've, you know, they tanked for Tua. They've went through several years of disappointing football, and they just started to work to improve on that and start looking better last year. And then they had a very controversial firing of a good coach in Flores. And there's a lot of pressure there from an organization that has a great history, has the only undefeated season ever. They have fans all over the nation. There's a lot of pressure, and they were on a roll. They were having a good start, and I feel like some people caved to the pressure here and made some bad choices, and that's just my opinion.
Okay.
My thing, Marty, why would they – and I don't know if we lost Marty, but – it's three, four games. You know, last game was third. This one was fourth. Rob, I would think you wouldn't risk your top quarterback for game three or four. You know what I'm saying? Like, would you risk putting him out there, especially after they went 3-0? I'm like, if we lose it, if he's banged up and we lose his next game, but we got him the rest of the season. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think we have seen people where I'm with you. Like, we got the whole season. If he's iffy, I don't want him to play. Judge update. Judge struck out his first at bat. It is the bottom of the first in the Bronx, 1-0 Baltimore.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Steve. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and our next guest is about to start a weekend show here on Fox Sports Radio with Martin Weiss. You know him as VJ Husky, the Big Vanilla Funny. That will be right here on Fox Sports Radio every Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. We welcome in VJ Husky. What's up, bro?
Yo, congratulations. Mazel tov.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it, man. How are both of you fabulous gentlemen doing today?
We are great, man. And like Rob said, congratulations. We're so happy for you. We know you guys are going to knock it out of the park. Tell us, if you can, a little something about what listeners can expect. They've heard you with me. They've heard Martin with Rob. But they may not have heard you guys together. Tell them what they can expect from you and Martin Weiss.
They can expect just a fun, entertaining, high-octane sports talk radio show, man. It's being very informative, be very entertaining. Me with stand-up comedy background in 20-plus years, I'm always bring the comedic timing into play. And Martin has been doing this for a while. Being with Rob, a former producer himself up in Detroit for Rob. So he's down here at FS1 now and been over NFL Network. So he's had his feet wet in this industry, man. So we're just two young Vanilla Brothers, man, about to just dig in, man, and just and put everybody on notice that the Vanilla Brothers is winning, bro. And
well, they already know that from me.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Hey, I hate to break it to you guys, but you guys have been played out for a while. I just want you to know.
I was hearing that in the 90s. I ain't going to lie.
You heard that all the time.
We've been hearing that from the 90s. But always, my rebuttal, Cool Rob Ski, is always, listen, I ain't never been out of style. I don't know what Vanilla Brothers y'all talking about, but BJ ain't never been out of style, so I'm fine with it.
Hey, go ahead, Rob.
But yeah, you can expect just a lot of fun from us, man. Just high octane, and we, you know, we're blessed. We really are. I thank the Lord, man, and I thank God for this to be part of the Fox family now officially, man, and we're going to knock it out of the park. So you can expect just something new, something different, fun, comedic, informative. We got some segments we're going to throw at you guys. We're going to have a lot of fun.
That sounds great. I know you're a Dolphins guy. What did you make? Were you surprised that Tua played yesterday? Because I was a bit surprised despite, you know, all the reports. Were you?
No. Because you gentlemen have been in this business forever, man. This is, and that's exactly what it is. It's a business. Pro sports is a business before it's anything else. We could try to make it out to be all this other stuff we want because that's how we feel. It's a business. Now, the scary thing is, and the caveat to all of this is, these individual neurologists who are supposed to have an impartial opinion and an impartial judgment towards the players, I have a hard time believing, Rob and Chris, that there's no way that these guys cannot be swayed one way or another to play a guy or not say a guy is okay to play. That's the only thing I'm scared about that might come out of a lot of this. Do I think he should have played, Rob? Absolutely not. I didn't buy the bad stuff, but once again, I get it. I get the business of pro football. And sometimes you got to say what you got to say, and you got to do what you got to do. And we can sugarcoat it all we want, but as my dad tells me all the time, it is what it is, son. And that's just kind of what it is. I don't think he should have played, but I was not surprised at all that he did play.
Yeah, and my take is I can't say he shouldn't have played, personally. Because I agree with you, doctors are human beings, you know.
Yeah.
But right now, to this point, I just, VJ, and you being a Dolphins fan, I don't see why a team this early in the season, particularly after you are 3-0, if they felt, now maybe the doctors were lying or they were just wrong, and I can go with that.
Because everybody makes mistakes, right?
Right. I don't blame the Dolphins for if they hear from the doctor, look, he's good. You know, he's fine. He can play. Now, if they went to the doctors and were like, look, man, can you, you know, push it along. Yeah. I mean, is he, you know, then if they interfere with the doctors in any way, I got a problem with it. But if the doctors just told him, look, he's good. I mean, Mike McDaniel don't know what, he's not a doctor like the rest of us. And so, but I VJ, you being a fan, I would think it's silly to a week four game when you're 3-0 to put your top quarterback out there to win one game and then put him at risk, though, for the next month or the rest of the season. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they knew he was injured, it's hard for me to imagine they would have said, this one game is so important, we got to win it and put it the rest of the season at risk.
Here's a few things. First of all, the game was that important, okay? Number two, I think
it's one game.
I'll explain it. The Dolphins have been Tua. Let's just start with Tua. Tua Tagovailoa has been the most ridiculed quarterback all offseason over the last 2 years. He needs every opportunity. They know this. They feel this. Tariq has said it on this podcast. Jalen Waddle, McDaniel, everybody knows he has to produce at a high rate every time he drops back to throw the ball. Or there's going to be somebody on television or radio to pick it apart and make it seem and make it a reason why he's not that good. 3-4 always feels better than 3-1, especially when you beat Bill Belichick and the Patriots, the most dangerous weapon in the NFL other than Tariq Hill and Lamar Jackson, and the Vegas favorite MVP and Super Bowl champion, the Buffalo Bills, and the AFC defending champion representative in the Super Bowl last year. So I understand why he was out there, and the game was that important because you go 4-0, and then if you look at this run of games, Chris, at the Jets, the Vikes, the Steelers, at the Lions, the Bears, the Browns, the Texans, the Dolphins are going to be favored in all of those games. And there were people that thought the Dolphins would start off 1-3, 0-4, 1-5, some of these predictions that were out. So to say, it's not that important, no, because it's Tua, because of the scrutiny, because of everything that's been said, and the confidence you're still trying to build with this team, I do think last night's game was that important. Now, lastly, the NFL must revisit Thursday night game. I would push them back. And it's got to come off of a bye week. You can't, no, let me just tell you, you can't ask guys to play Sunday and then turn around and play Thursday. Yeah. We're talking about
that ship has sailed. What you're saying makes all the sense in the world. That's done. The players have agreed to it. They got gobs and gobs of money. Right. I hear what you're saying.
They did it for the money, too.
Who was
the loudest voice, Rob? Who was the loudest voice from the players criticizing
Richard Sherman.
Night? And he's up there
and now
doing
he works.
Thursday
and now
night
he works
games.
Doing Thursday night exactly. game that he was against, okay? So yeah. everybody yeah. gets yeah. paid. It's about money, and, right? And yeah. it sounds like it would be hypocritical. You didn't right. think players should be playing, but then now you're getting a paycheck.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I agree with you guys. They agreed to it. It's in the CBA, but I would revisit it. If I'm the players' union and I'm the players' union president and the VP over there, I would, next time this comes around, I would revisit it, especially if the narrative is we care about player safety.
Well, we Which know. We know that. Come on, man.
Yeah.
8-17 games. Let's ask you this before you go. You got a minute for this answer.
Yeah, of course.
And maybe it's changed, obviously, because of Tua. But I like the Dolphins. I think they'll make the playoffs. And again, we'll see what happens with Tua. But I think they'd make the playoffs. But yeah. I, before last night's game, I did not consider them a, you know, like top contender in the AFC. I think Buffalo, Kansas City, and Baltimore are better than them, even though they beat them. Okay. Where were you at on Miami kind of going into last night's game as far as that?
Well, just my preview, when I did my preview show and all the work I did with Fox Sports Radio over the summertime, I always had them at 11-6 and 12-5 because I looked at the schedule. I love the additions. Tariq Hill, people tried to downplay that. Ask Kansas City how much does he matter. 17 points in the last two games. Can't move the ball. Can't scare any secondary to back up off of them. So ask them how important Tariq Hill is. You're talking about a guy with 31 catches and almost 500 yards already. For Miami, for a quarterback who can't throw. So I thought they would win 11-12 games. I don't believe in the Patriots and the Jets are just bad. The AFC, this narrative all summer long. Chris, you and I did a show. We really went at it about the AFC East. I mean, excuse me, the AFC West. And how people thought that division was going to be so great. I was just one of the guys that was like, bro, they'll get one or two teams in the playoffs. They're not getting three teams in the playoffs. They're not as strong as people think. It looks great on paper. So I was always high on the Dolphins. I'm still high on the Dolphins. Now, with Tua, you're right. If he's out, things change. Teddy B's just not that guy. I don't care what nobody says. Teddy
you
B's not
that
guy.
You think Tua's that guy? You think Tua's quickly? Uh-huh. Yes. Is Tua, for the Dolphins, like, is Tua healthy, the franchise yeah. quarterback for the next decade?
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
That's
we got to
run, bro. VJ yeah. Husky, thanks Big lot, Vanilla guys. Funny. Check him out tomorrow, every Saturday, 7-10 Eastern, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Good job, brother. Congratulations
yes.
again.
We'll be listening.
More I Couple coming your way. Shekel City's next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card?
but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's right. Check out BetMGM for a little Shekel City action this weekend. And last night, 3-0. Man, I've been doing much better of late. Tonight, best bet, Yankees money line. They're losing right now 1-0. to the Baltimore Orioles in the second inning. About to start the third. Also, I have the Mets are visiting Atlanta, Chris. Run total I have as over. It's six.
Over what?
Six is the total.
Wow.
And
that feels low. I mean, I know they got
They got DeGrom and Fried pitching. So what do they have? And the one run that came in for the Mets so far was unearned. And then Kansas City at Cleveland, I have the run total as an under 8.5. So there you go. Yankees money line, I got the over in the Mets-Atlanta game and the under in the Kansas City-Cleveland game. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. Oh, you no comment. I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
Take the other side.
Right. Go the other way. Right.
Run.
That's all right. I was 3-0 last night. Go ahead and run.
You can be 0-3.
Leave money on the table. You know what I'm saying?
You made money? Did you make money last night?
Yeah. Because I didn't bet all three games.
You put a nice chunk on.
I put a little chunk on the Bengals last night. Remember I said it was a I thought that was a must win. And the biggest thing I said to you was I just didn't believe the Dolphins were going to be 4-0. Like, they're good, Chris, but they're not that good.
Well, let's stay there. The Bengals, you don't have them making the playoffs. You felt that way in the preseason. I picked them in the preseason when they went 0-2. I said they're done. They won't make it. No, I think there have been 18 0-2 teams the last couple years, and none have made the playoffs.
Wow.
But they're 2-2 now, Rob. Do you think, you know, maybe we wrote them off too early?
I don't think so. I still think there's a lot of issues with that team. The offensive line. You know, I think Joe Burrow, you know, had the appendix, right, taken out.
Yeah.
So he had a slow start to the season. So he's warming up. But even last night, it was a close game until, you know, the late touchdown to put it away.
And who knows if Tua doesn't go down.
You don't know, right?
And I think it may have affected his teammates, understandably, right? If it affected them, maybe it didn't. But that's tough to see.
And I'm not going to take away. Yeah, I'm not going to take away from Cincinnati winning, the game. But I'm just does it look like the team that finished the season last year? I don't think so.
No, and Rob.
It looks more like the team that was 10-7.
They beat the Jets and the Dolphins without their starting quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. Like
I'm not ready to say they've arrived again, and neither of those teams has a strong pass rush. So, you know, I mean, Rob, they really haven't played a strong team all year. If you take Tua out of the mix, it's hard to say the Dolphins are that good. The Jets obviously are bad. The Cowboys didn't have Dak. And the Steelers. So, you know, I'm with you. Now, look, I think there is a caveat now as far as what happens with Miami. If Tua's out for a long time, do they go south? And I think Miami, like, they've been a team I've said, in fact, I said they're going to take Cincinnati's playoff spot. So I don't know if they fall off. Maybe, you know, that opens it up for the Bengals a little more. But I'm with you. I haven't seen enough yet to tell me that they're back. They're getting nothing from their run game.
Nothing.
Mixon's averaging less than 3 yards a carry.
Right.
They haven't played a good team yet. Now, they got the Ravens next.
Now, that'll be it. To me, that's a measuring stick. That's a measuring stick.
What's interesting, Rob, is that is. But then after that, they got New Orleans, Atlanta, Cleveland, Carolina, Pittsburgh, and Tennessee.
So they can get healthy big time.
Right,
wow.
Right. We'll know during that run. If they don't, run off 4 or 5 wins in that stretch, then I think, you know, they're not really a contender again. So, all right, 2 hours left. Keep it locked. I, couple Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, It's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.